Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri's Natural Gas Operators. For important natural gas safety tips, visit mosafegas.com.
I'm Jason Taylor. Lee Summit Police near Kansas City have issued an endangered person advisory for 28-year-old Joshua Haley, a resident of O'Fallon near St. Louis. Haley, who suffers from schizophrenia and seizures and requires medication which he does not have with him, went missing last evening. Friends of a man who was killed while delivering a pizza on the 4th of July in St. Louis are holding a fundraiser tonight. Dave Matthews died in a hospital 4 days after police say a gunman opened fire on him. Attorneys for victims of the duck boat mishap on Table Rock Lake near Branson are holding a news conference today in Kansas City. Andrew Duffy is a partner in one of the firms representing the families of 17 passengers who died in the incident. He thinks the public is not aware of the design flaws that make duck boats a deadly attraction.
I believe that most people going on these duck boats, to no fault of their own at all, do not know about the extreme dangers associated with these vessels.
Ripley Entertainment, which operates the duck boats on Table Rock Lake, has declined to comment for Missouri Net and is directing inquiries to its website. Dismantling large drug trafficking operations is a top priority for the new U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Missouri. A public swearing-in ceremony took place Friday for Tim Garrison, who began his work as a prosecutor with Missouri's Western District in 2007.
So this notion that we're filling our prisons with nonviolent drug offenders is nonsense. At least at the federal level, we're trying to dismantle organizations. We're going after significant interstate and international drug traffickers.
Garrison, who briefed reporters in Jefferson City, says he's not after the guy smoking marijuana in his basement. He says Mexican cartels are bringing in meth with 95 to 100% purity. Garrison also confirms there's a significant presence of outlaw motorcycle gangs in southwest Missouri. The Western District includes Springfield, Joplin, and Jefferson City. 27-year-old DeAndra Vine, a mother of four, was stabbed and killed in her front yard in Kansas City early Saturday morning. KNBC reports her children, who range in age from 7 years to 21 months old, were all just feet away inside their home when Vine was killed. An 18-year-old man is charged with manslaughter after a gun he was playing with inside a car went off, killing another passenger in North St. Louis. Ronnie Williams is being held on $25,000 bond after the victim died at an area hospital. A southeast Missouri town known for its French colonial architecture is commemorating its designation as a national park. During a ceremony, Mayor Paul Hassler tells Missouri Net affiliate KREI in Farmington the designation means the National Park Service will acquire about 13 acres of land for preservation.
The biggest significance to the community is for preservation, to preserve a pristine piece of property that's just going to be showcased and open up to the rest of the state, the country, and the world.
You're listening to Missouri Net News.